welcome to another episode of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I'm your co-host, Charity.
And I'm your co-host, Emily.
We have a packed show for you guys this evening. First up, we have our boys, P1 Harmony. They have a new album. It's called Harmony Zero N. We cannot wait to talk about that. We love P1 Harmony. One of our favorite girl groups, Purple Kiss, they have a new mini album called Geeky Land. The single's called Nerdy. We will nerd out with our girls Purple Kiss. Ha ha ha. And Extraordinary Heroes. They are back with an album called Hello World. They are the band from JYP. The single's called Test Me. And as always, we have Stray Kids, except we have not only Stray Kids 2 Kids Room, but now we have SKZ Code. They're in Jeju Island. What a fun episode it was last week. And as always, Emily has news for you, a fun quiz. Emily, how are you?
I'm doing great this week. How are you doing, Charity?
I'm good. Getting ready for a work trip. That's always a good time. Lots of fun. Lots of work.
Charity's overworked and ready to talk about K-pop today.
Yes, time for fun stuff.
I'm looking forward to talking about these groups too. These are young groups that we've reviewed previously. We usually vibe with what they put out. So I'm interested to get your thoughts on these new releases. I think there's some fun stuff here tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing we're going to have the same opinions, but you never know.
I know. You never know.
On this podcast, sometimes we throw each other for a loop. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. We do this podcast every week. This is episode 114. That means there's 113 other episodes to go listen to. So if you're new and you dig us, you've got a lot of content. Welcome to our loyal listening community, Queendom. Thank you for coming back. We're so happy to have you here. We appreciate you listening and being part of this fun K-pop world with us every week. If you're not following us on social media and you'd like to say hi, please give us a follow, NYC K-Pop Queens on Instagram and Twitter. Different content on each platform, so why not follow us in both places? If you want to vote in our weekly polls, however, exclusively on Twitter, so make sure you're following us on Twitter. We post poll questions every week. They're fun, usually lighthearted, just something to kind of make the show a little more interactive and give you a chance to voice your opinions. Speaking of poll results, maybe we should get into it, Charity.
Yes.
We've got a busy show tonight, so I want to get right to it. Last week, we reviewed J-Hope's solo album. Charity and I were blown away. We reward innovation, mm-hmm. as we like to say sometimes. And yeah, we just thought it was brilliant and loved the dark vibe. And it was such a surprise, and for us, a pleasant surprise. So based on that, we asked the Queendom, we asked our listeners, who do you think will be the next BTS member to shock their fans with like a different look and sound upon their solo release? So the options were RM, V, Jimin, and Jungkook. And the reason that we only did four, you can only do four in Twitter polls anyway, but we chose those four because they've all spoken about working on their albums. Jin said his will probably be last, and I believe Suga said he wasn't sure what he wanted to do. So I think those four will kind of be next. Before we get to the results, who do you think is going to do something totally different of those four, Charity?
I think V.
I mean, I think V will be different from BTS for sure. But I feel like he's going to come out with kind of a little more syrupy, jazzy sound, and that fits the persona he's kind of given us the past couple. You know, like if you follow BTS, I think V is going to be V. It's just going to be different from BTS V.
Yeah.
But I agree that it'll be different. I'm going to go with Jimin. I think Jimin's going to come out with a little bit different sound and persona, and it's going to be really cool and fun. I'm just guessing. The Queendom agrees with us. 36% chose V. Oh. 32% chose Jimin. Okay. 27% chose RM. Really close vote. And Jungkook only got 5%. Uh-huh. Jungkook is just like, what you see is what you get. He's adorable and amazing and talented. It would be surprising if he really switches it up that much. But I think, you know, it's a mixed bag. I wasn't expecting J-Hope to go this dark and to be that honest and revealing.
It was definitely a big surprise.
Big surprise. So I'm excited. I'm pretty sure RM said his is next in a recent V Live. He's almost done with his album and he thinks it's going to be the next one. So he's under a lot of pressure with that J-Hope release. I'm excited to hear what he puts out. I loved Mono so much.
Oh God, so great.
Yeah, it's one of the best. So excited for the BTS guys to continue their solo careers, continue down this path. There's so much cool stuff to look forward to. Interesting how everyone kind of voted for different members. That was a pretty even result. So thank you all so much for voting. Let's move on. Last week, we reviewed the ladies of ITZY. Charity and I weren't really feeling Sneakers, the song. It just kind of, I don't know. It's not the worst song ever, but maybe it should have gone to like a younger group or a debut song for a group. It just didn't work for us when it comes to ITZY. So we had to ask you guys, is Sneakers a hit or a miss? This one was super close, Charity. But 52% of the queendom agreed with us and said the song is a miss. 48% said it's a hit. So
okay,
divided, very divided, understandable. Everything's not for everyone. Some people might have really liked it and some people hated it. Charity and I didn't love it, but
I didn't love it for them.
Exactly, exactly. But it's doing numbers. They're doing really well. So no shade, no harm there. Our last poll question. Oh, no, actually, we asked 4 questions this week, but this is our last K-pop question. Favorite P1 Harmony single? P1 Harmony has put out a lot of great content. So we were just wondering, which of these songs you vibed with more? The choices were Doom Da Doom, Do It Like This, Scared, and Siren. Charity, I don't want you to spoil anything for this evening, but let's go ahead and give your thoughts on this one. Which of those singles is your favorite?
Do It Like This. I love that song. It gets stuck in my head even. Like you just say it and automatically
Do It Like This. I know. I completely agree with you. It like plays all the time. I think I might go with Scared just because that's what made me fall for them. And that video was
real quick.
That video was so like dark and intense and cool. Yeah. I loved the tone and I was like, who are these wild boys? So I'm probably gonna go Scared. Queendom, 48% of Queendom did not agree with either one of us. They went with the new single, Doom Da Doom. Okay. So people are loving the new song. Can't wait to talk about that. 33% chose Do It Like This. Mm. Only 10% chose Scared and 9% chose Siren. So people are really vibing with their new music, with the newer releases. And the last question is just a fun question. This is one that gets brought up a lot in K-pop. And I'm always shocked that anyone would pick one option. Let's talk about a Charity. When you're eating cereal, do you put the cereal in the bowl first or do you put the milk in the bowl?
I put the cereal in the bowl first. The only time I ever have milk in the bowl and I'm putting cereal in as if I'm having seconds. A second bowl. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. No question. Like, hello. I put the cereal in the bowl and then I pour the milk in. How would you know how much milk you need otherwise?
Exactly.
Make it make sense. I don't even understand what, like, I never even knew this was a thing. And then I watch all these K-pop people talk about it. Like, this is like a legitimate 50-50 argument in K-pop world. I'm like, what?
No, it's only normal to have milk in the bowl when you're having a second bowl because you misjudged the milk the first time.
And you might have to put more milk in, who knows? But yeah, if there's milk left in the bowl and you're pouring cereal in, that is the only time. Great point, Charity.
Yeah.
Our queendom is with us on this. 93% of you voted that you put the cereal in. 7%. 7% of the people listening out there do put the milk in first, Charity. So,
right. Well, agree to disagree. Hardcore on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's brilliant. Maybe I'll have to try it.
I mean, we do try it because when we have the second bowl, but I still put the cereal in first.
Yeah. Old habits die hard.
They really do.
That's what I learned to do. It's how you learned it. I think it's like how your parents did it. And then you just, but it just always blows my mind. So we were like, yeah, let's ask. Thank you so much for voting in our weekly polls. We'll have more questions. Keep an eye on our Twitter page this weekend because we're recording next week's show a few days early because like Charity mentioned, there's some travel plans and stuff happening in our personal lives. So that means we're going to be posting our questions a little bit earlier. So watch our Twitter feed this weekend. Poll questions will be out. We always appreciate all of you participating. Thank you so much. And speaking of the Queendom, it's time for some Queendom shout outs. We see where you're listening from every week. We're humbled by the support and love from around the world. It's so cool to be able to look at a map and be like, wow, someone there is listening to our podcast. So we just every week want to let you know that we see you and we appreciate you. We want to give Queendom shout outs to our listeners in Baltimore, Maryland, Harmony, Pennsylvania, Clearwater, Florida, Leland, North Carolina, Las Vegas, Nevada, what's up? Some international Queendom shout outs to all of our listeners in Bulgaria. Thank you so much for listening. We see you every week. Nepal, Turkey, Switzerland, we love you. Thank you all so much for listening. And this week, we want to give a special shout out to Angie from New York City. She has impeccable taste and loves Ace. If you've been listening to the podcast for a long time, you know that we love Ace. They should be way bigger. Yeah. We miss them right now as most of them are enlisted. But we wanted to give a huge shout out to Angie. Great taste. We love Ace and we really appreciate you listening.
Thank you for listening, Angie.
Thank you for being part of our Queendom. We love you. With that, it's time to move on. Let's get to these reviews, Charity. Yes. The men of P1 Harmony. P1 Harmony is a 6-member group. They debuted on FNC in 2020. We've reviewed them before on this podcast. New EP is called Harmony Zero In. The single is called Doom Da Doom. Is it doom and gloom or is it happy days, Charity? What do you think about this song?
Oh my God, I loved it. It is happy days. I love the rock guitar intro. And my favorite part is when your man Intak saying, man, that's what I'm talking about. I just love how he says it. It just sets the tone for the song.
Right? Oh my God. Oh,
I love the melody in the pre-chorus and chorus. It's like this upbeat pop rock sounding song. It's so catchy.
Yep.
It's perfect. I love them. What did you think?
Same. No, completely the same. I love that guitar riff to start things off. Yeah. It's like, here we go. It's an anthem feel. It's such a great, great vibe. That backbeat fits perfectly. Like you said, my bias, Intak brings the energy from the start. Him starting off the song, it just brings it. And you know what you're in for. And it's like another freaking banger from P1 Harmony. Let's go. I thought that Jihyung sounded great on that first verse. Really nice vocals from him. Chorus is so catchy. I love how it builds. It's really cool. Like sometimes less is more. And this has a really cool chorus. It's just a cool song. I love the sound of this. Theo and Kiho have some nice vocal moments. I don't think they get to shine as much on this song compared to some of the ones on the album, which I'm sure we're going to talk about. But I love this. And I think it kind of is quintessentially them.
Yeah.
Like kind of this attack rap, tons of swag, really cool, great vocals, a little wild. I vibe with this song. I'm really into it.
What about the music video?
I love it.
Right?
I love this video. I was smiling and being like, yes, yes. Oh my God. Perfect. The whole time I was watching it. What a great concept. What a great concept. It's funny. It still has that grime and that edge that I feel like we're used to and that we really embrace with P1 Harmony. I like the game aspect. Yes. Like they're winning medals in this kind of gritty Olympics. I need to talk about my man. Intak is such a vibe at the start. Holy, like talk about an idol that's the total package. His charisma and confidence on top of his ridiculously handsome looks. Dude is killing it. I mean, to have him do that first verse and come out like that in the music video, it's like you're watching the coolest guy alive. Just so freaking cool. I love all of their outfits during his first part. Oh, they all look so good. Really, throughout the whole music video, I have zero complaints about the styling. And you know, sometimes I get mad about stuff. No, like their stylist knocks it out of the park. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed, too, the kind of tongue-in-cheek parts. I liked when there was like a ring guy holding up a sign that says boxing choreography.
Yeah.
And then he holds up a sign, first chorus, final chorus. It's funny. It's not taking themselves too seriously. It really, really great concept. Whoever, I want to meet the people on their team because I think they're handling things perfectly. Like I really vibe with what they do. Can we talk about that choreography?
Oh,
Charity. Oh my God, it's so cool. I love those like rhythmic start kind of stop isolations. Mm-hmm. It's cool and it's so different than the fast chaotic movements we're used to seeing K-pop. I like that they show different styles throughout the song, right? And they're so good at choreography. They're such powerful dancers. The camera lens when Jongsoom raps in the second verse, that laundromat scene, it's dangerous. Like,
yeah,
this is dangerous. These are wild boys. I don't know if I should be hanging out with them. Things are getting crazy. Things are getting crazy in the laundromat. Things are getting crazy tonight. But you know what? I'm down. Let's go. I just loved it. I loved it. There's something with them that always feels dangerous, on the edge, and wild. I'm so into it. Yeah, a little unhinged, but also they've got the polish of amazing choreography, great vocals, great rap, and visually, I like the way this group looks. I'll let you talk because, you know, Emily monologue time. I will go on and on. Love this.
I just love that it's such a unique concept. Like, who has thought of this? Like, they have like music videos where people are competing sports, but this is quirky sports. Like, they have grenade golf, like you said, boxing choreography, electric guitar, baseball, track sign throw, like so random. And then there was one where they're in shopping carts on a racetrack, like but each shopping cart has like a different car emblem on it. It's just, the tongue-in-cheekness is so funny. Just whoever thought of this is brilliant because it's so hilarious, but it's not outside of what I would see them doing. So it just doesn't seem odd. Like you said, when they're in the laundromat, I like almost like the GoPro kind of vibe it has, where it's like attached to him, it looks like. It just was so cool. The styling was amazing. They're amazing dancers. I just thought it was such a fun, it made me smile the whole time, such a fun music video.
Same. I loved it. And then they took moments to be like, no, but like, don't get it twisted. We're still serious and we're still going to be like, we're going to win that fight no matter what. Like when they burned all those flags and then they're running around with their own flags that were just graffiti. Like, these wild boys, like,
wild.
They're so wild and I love them. I'm with you. I was like laughing and smiling and just so into this. What a great concept.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Amazing. And it's another thing too, like, you know, here's a label, FNC. They're not massive. They're not one of the big four. Their music videos always look high budget and they're so well directed. They're so well shot. It's really, really impressive and kind of goes to show, like, even with on a smaller quote unquote label, you can do amazing things. They're killing the game.
Great creative team.
Right? Yeah. Shout out to the creative team behind P1 Harmony at FNC Entertainment. We see what you're doing. This is impressive stuff.
Yeah.
Let's break down this album because there's some good songs here. Give me your album picks and we'll see if we have any similar.
Yes Man, Swagger, and Different Song for Me.
Okay, we have two of the three. I like Swagger, I like Mirror Mirror, and Different Song for Me. So why don't you share Yes Man, what drew you in with that one?
Okay. I love the intro and the song kind of like has a tropical feel to it. Mm-hmm. It's such a perfect song for summer, but I just love the lyrics. They just want to be your yes man. They want to hype you up. And who doesn't want that? And it's so catchy. It just was so like endearing and cute. I don't know. I just loved it. But again, because they can be harder, it just something about it worked for them. I don't know. I just thought it was cute. I loved it.
Because they're bad boys that flirt.
Yes.
So they can still be like, oh no, I just want to hype you up. I'm your yes man. And you're like, I'm in love. Best. Yes, it works on me every time. not that I have experience with those types, but that's what it is. So you're like, yeah, I totally buy this. Yes, bad boy, totally. Heart of gold. But don't forget, he's got swagger. We'll talk about that song in a second. I'm going to talk about Mirror Mirror. Yeah. I just love those vocals. You've got that 90s R&B swag in the chorus.
Yes.
But the way that Kehoe and Theo sing that chorus, vocals, like, holy, ooh, they're so, so talented. And I know I've said it before, but I can't compare another, like, fourth generation group with a vocal line like P1 Harmony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My favorite groups like, well, one of my favorite groups, and y'all know who they are, is fourth generation. Yeah. I would still say P1 Harmony has the best vocal line in the fourth generation. You've got Theo, who's like Bacon Jr. over here.
Oh, goodness, right?
Going off. And then Keo, your bias comes in. Uh-huh. Get out of here, dude. You can't be that good looking. You can't be the leader. And you can't bring vocals like that. It's just right? unfair. Like, you guys need to leave some crumbs for the rest of the industry. It is unfair. I'm telling you. Like, their vocals are insane. And also in Mirror Mirror, there's some strong rap in the verses. There's a nice build up to that chorus. I really liked that song. Here for it. Let's talk about Swagger.
Oh my God. This is my favorite song on the whole album.
So good.
And that's a lot because I loved Doom De Doom. But this song, it's a little funky. It's soulful all at once. The beat, the synth, the horns are so cool sounding. And I love how the beat comes in and out in the song.
Yes.
But I just love, I'm a sucker for like soulful and funk just like you. So I love that they have a little bit of that in this. And I just really liked it. What did you think?
Yeah, I'm kind of along the same lines. Like I love Doom De Doom. I love it. And then Black Hole had some rock elements as well. Yes Man gives us a different sound. And then I feel like with Swagger, we're really getting into more of a groove, more of the R&B hip hop. It's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
We're always going to be suckers for that. Yeah. Kind of a chill chorus, very R&B inspired. And it gives them a chance for their vocals to show off.
Mm-hmm.
I think with this group, I'm always going to push more of an R&B hip hop vibe as opposed to punk or rock, just because they have the vocals that lend themselves to that sound. And, you know, if you have those vocals, I think about Bacon. I think about EXO, those songs, because they had an insane vocal line. The punk rock and rock stuff is fine, and it definitely serves a purpose. And those songs are great, too. But, yeah, I'm with you. When Swagger came in, I was like, all right.
Speaking of different, what did you think about this song for me?
Traditional slow song at the end of a K-pop project, right?
Yes.
Here we go. It's time to get emo. Here comes the slow song. Sometimes I think they're too cheesy. Sometimes they work. I loved this one. And from the opening line, Kehoe, he really, it's so beautiful and it feels vulnerable. It feels connected. But Theo with his Bacon vocals in that chorus sold it for me. Like, dude, get out. And I like that it's kind of a song. Yeah, it's a slower song, but it's not exactly sad.
Mm-hmm.
I think they say in the chorus, I'll find myself even if they fight it. Bright day, moody song. It's a bright day, moody song.
I love it.
Like they're literally telling us, hey guys, if you have to categorize this, it's a bright day, moody song. I'm here for it. I love it because we're not totally getting depressed over here, but it's not real happy. It's kind of that middle.
It's like when it rains and there's sun.
Exactly.
And you get a rainbow.
Exactly. Go. They're giving us the whole thing.
Yeah.
Are you kind of similar with that one?
I loved it. You know, I'm always a sucker for a ballad at the end of an album. It really has to not be a good ballad for me not to like it.
It's so true. It's so true. Okay. Two things that Charity is always a sucker for. Shirtless guys.
Yes.
And ballads at the end of the album. Right? It's got to be awful for Charity not immediately say, I love it, to those two things.
I know, right? But I love that it shows such a softer side to them, and it shows their beautiful, insane vocals, the acoustic guitar, and that beautiful bridge. Ugh. Yeah, I just was like, oh, this is what a lovely way to wrap up this album. I loved it.
I know. And it all works. It's like, all right, we're like a hardcore, kind of a punk and rock inspired thing. Oh, we've got some Swagger here in the middle. Well, now we've got this song. And it all works. Yeah. It's like, yep, I'm buying this. Yes. Yeah. I really, really want to see them live. I'm kicking myself that we didn't get a chance to see them when they were in town last time. Because like, I need to see them live to judge those vocals. It's hard to believe they sound that great live, but oh my goodness. They sounded good at the album showcase, you know, all the stuff on YouTube. They sound great. I just am so impressed with their vocals and would love a chance to get to see them live. So hopefully we get to see P1 Harmony soon. Let's get to bias talk, the most important thing. Remind everyone who your bias and wrecker were. And then let us know, are there changes? I'm going to say your bias hasn't changed.
No changes at all, actually. Okay. Bias is still Kehoe and wrecker is still Theo.
Okay. There what about you? Go. Intok is my bias. I think this is one of those groups where my bias is not going to change. He's nice. I've been strong on him since day one. And then, yeah, Theo is my wrecker. He's just – I go back and forth with him and your man, Kehoe, but yeah. His voice has won me over so much recently that it's hard for him not to be my wrecker. I mean, I'm so excited every time he sings. So he's my bias wrecker. But they're all great, and I think they have a nice group dynamic in this group. You have some weapons, so mm-hmm. – P1 Harmony, we really vibe with them.
We do.
If you want to know what a group that Emily and Charity put together would look like, this one's kind of along those lines. I feel like all of their concepts, it's like, no, there's a war, this building, and they have to win. Yes, I'm so here for this. Yes, like everything they do. It's like, no, it's going to be these like gritty Olympic games, and then they're going to tear off the medals and burn everything. Perfect.
And well, and then they had that amazing song with Pink Sweats.
Yeah. Gotta get back.
I love that song.
Same. Oh my God. Same. Yeah. They're so cool. P1 Harmony, really impressed. Another amazing comeback from you guys. If you're not listening to them, check them out. Maybe they're not everyone's cup of tea, but clearly Charity and I think they're great and they have a lot to offer in the K-pop game. So why don't we play a clip?
Yes.
And our queendom can hear what we're talking about. This is the latest single from P1 Harmony, Doom Da Doom. I look good, I look fine, and I can get it all. I don't need to take the high road, high road. I'm a go, ready go, even now, no dance. Cause I can't fight this feeling no more. Yeah, me my tello. Dum, da-da-da, dum, dum, da-da-da, dum. And then when we eat good and dead, oh.
Oh my goodness, such a good song, P1 Harmony. Oh, I love it.
So much energy. Just energy, enthusiasm, and joy with a twist. Yeah, yes. Great song. Really fun. Congratulations, P1 Harmony. Banger after banger. This group's putting out really good stuff. So check them out, guys, if you haven't. This is a great comeback. Let's move on. We're going to keep it with great comebacks and groups that put out good stuff. We're talking about Purple Kiss. The ladies of Purple Kiss, it's a 7-member group. They debuted in 2020 on RBW. They released a new EP called Geeky Land. It's time to get geeky, Charity. The single's called Nerdy.
What did you think?
Great concept. I like the concept that the album's called Geeky Land. You've got this intro about like bullying, and then the song's called Nerdy. So right, I'm like, that's great. I like it when things are put together that way. Mm-hmm. Really cool beat. They have great dance beats. Like Zombie was one of my favorite songs last year. It's so good. And they come out with another one. That's a great beat. I love this beat. I think there's a nice kind of use of strings. It's subtle during the verses. And then you get this pronounced sound during the chorus and, of course, the breakdown. I like the lyrics. I'm nerdy, but I'm not stupid. I love myself. But it doesn't feel like the victim. It feels like they're really confident. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm actually smart and I'm nerdy and I love myself and your days are numbered. Like, it's really kind of this confident, bold vibe instead of, you know, why are you so mean type of stuff. Like I'm referencing a Taylor Swift song, but they don't have that like I'm a victim. That it's much more like, yeah, I might be nerdy, but I'm actually really cool and I own it and whatever. I like the lyrics. I like the content of this. That extended "you make me cool" part, I love. It's so smart. It's so well done. Changes up the chorus. Lyrics are very timely. Twitter and social media references, like outfit of the day, hashtag, that's really smart. I like when Yuki says, I'm the queen of the nerds.
Yeah, same.
So cool. fun instrumental bridge. I just thought this song was fun. I thought it had a great beat. And I like the concept. What did you think?
Yeah, I really, really liked it. I love the like eerie but funhouse tone the song has to mm-hmm. it. The violin really adds a cool layer. The chorus is so fun and catchy. And I love the breakdown on the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that bridge is so cool.
Yeah, it's such a good song. They always have great songs.
Yeah, I really, really like them. And vocally, I like them. They have some nice tones in this group that for my taste are a little more pleasing to the ear than some other girl groups. You know, they have some lower tones that are really nice. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this music video. What did you think?
Oh my God. Talk about another fun concept. So the girls are, I think, witches, and they go into a TV studio and basically wreak havoc on TV sets while filming is going on. They scare the security guards. They're just like having fun with their witchly powers. It's really cute. I liked it. I love the styling. I really like the hot pink suits a lot. I thought mm-hmm. the choreography was really cute, but just a clever concept. I liked it. What did you think?
Yeah. Yeah. We're 2 for 2 on clever concepts. I felt like they were directing a horror movie in that main room. Yeah. It was so cool. It was really smart, quirky, fun, and it really fits the theme of the song without doing kind of a basic school setting bully mm-hmm. scenario. I really thought this was smart. They lean into kind of the horror dark stuff a little bit.
Yeah.
And it works for them. The styling gives them a chance to show off what they mention in the song, right? Like big hoodie sweatshirts. And then they have more glamorous put together looks to show how beautiful they are. Like I thought the styling really worked for them. It was great. And in that vein, they feel more relatable to me than a lot of K-pop groups. Mm-hmm. Their look and their vibe, there's something, I don't know if it's more down to earth. I don't know if it's the styling or if it's the members themselves, but there's something approachable and relatable with them that I think is a smart kind of marketing move, really works for them, because as a girl watching it, I want to be friends with them. They seem like the girl next door. They're funny and they've got great personalities and they just seem very relatable. There's something with them that I really love, the whole thing, the whole package, good choreography. How they got down in the bridge was great. I love how they just go down and kind of bop down there. Really cool. And got to give a shout out to Yuki's pink short hair. That is a look I'm here for. Mm-hmm. It looks really good on her. I thought that was a nice choice. Yeah, it's another hit from Purple Kiss.
Any favorite songs on the album?
I liked the intro. I want to talk about the intro because I loved that. Bye Bye Bully. Can't Stop Dreaming. And then Summer Rain. What about you?
Okay. We have one song similar. I liked Fine Flower, Love is Dead, and Summer Rain.
Okay. We'll talk about the different ones. And then we can end it on Summer Rain. The intro is so cool. It just sets the tone. It's this nerd who's tired of being bullied. And again, not being a victim. But you know, it's going to end. Then she's fed up. There's a little darkness creeping in the background. So you know what's going on here and what the next song is going to be. I thought it was smart and the sounds are just really cool. The music itself, it's cool. Can't Stop Dreaming. It gives us a chance to hear their vocals, chill R&B pop song with kind of this dreamy synth sound, this befitting of the lyrics. I thought Swan and Gohun sound great. Those two have really nice vocals. And there was also some chances for kind of harmonies, really nice sounding harmonies on Can't Stop Dreaming that stood out to me. Good songs. Yeah. What about yours?
Fine Flower. Some of the instrumental in this one, especially the intro, has like a Middle Eastern sound to it, which I always am drawn to. It has a really cool beat and a lot of cool different tempo changes. Love is Dead is actually after Nerdy is my other favorite song on the album. Yuki actually has writing credit on it. It has a bit of like a sexy rock feel to it. The chorus is super catchy and it has just such a cool melody to it. Mm-hmm. I really, really like that song a lot.
And then let's talk about Summer Rain. Let's talk about the ending song.
Yes.
I really like this song. I think there's something interesting in the chorus. Are you happier now? The chorus melody is so nice. Swan's opening vocals show so much control. There's a vulnerability to that. Love Swan on this. I think all the members sound really nice on this song.
Yeah.
that kind of distorted male voice in the beat. It's unexpected. It's smart. It's very cool. Some nice guitar notes. I just think this is a really nice, well-produced song, and vocally they sound good.
Yeah, I really liked it as well. I love the acoustic guitar. Similar notes about Swan. She starts it off, and I love how, like, she has such a rich lower tone.
Yes.
And I love Yuki's rap. And then Gowoon comes in with these beautiful ad-libs. Mm-hmm. It's just such a beautiful song. I loved it.
Yeah. No, I agree. They've got some nice vocalists in this group.
Yeah.
Really nice vocalists. This group's really refreshing to me. Mm-hmm. I like it. Because you have, like, in K-pop, and this is just a really broad stroke stereotype, so I'm not trying, you know, to say this is how it works, but just generalization, you've got like the pretty cool girls. You've got like Blackpink and aespa and like the bad girls at school. They're the hot ones. They're the cool ones. Then you have like the nice pretty girls, the straight A student Twices. Mm-hmm. I would put ITZY in there, that type of group. And you have this other area of these girls that are like the nerdy, maybe they were emo kids or goth, or maybe they're the ravers. They're just kind of like on the outskirts and own it and embrace it and don't care what people think. And I feel like that's like Dreamcatcher and Purple Kiss. There's definitely some other groups, but it's really refreshing. It's really refreshing to have this. I love the visuals. I love the outfits they wore for the comeback shows. Their whole vibe is really refreshing in a sea of a lot of similar stuff. So I really appreciate this comeback.
Love it. We need to play a clip.
Let's play a clip. This is Nerdy from Purple Kiss. Guess who never says I'm a shiba? Anybody has a 5, 4, 3, I want. Okay, I'm nerdy, but I'm not stupid. I'll try.
Oh gosh, Purple Kiss, such a great song.
Put on your glasses, time to get nerdy. Yes. That's in the lyrics too. It's so funny. It's so well done. Really fun sound. Purple Kiss is cool. Vibed with it. Congratulations, ladies. Another nice comeback. Remember they had that great Christmas song too?
Yes.
Like, Purple Kiss is so cool.
They go from zombies to Christmas to nerdy, scaring people. Yeah. To be a nerd.
We're the coolest. Shout out to Danny, our friend Danny, originally introduced Purple Kiss to us, and we're big fans now. So thank you so much for the introduction. If there's a group that we haven't reviewed on the podcast that you'd like to hear us review, please slide into those DMs. Our emails listed on our social media profiles, NYC K-pop Queens. We're always open to suggestions. We can't promise that we'll be able to do it, but we love reviewing new groups, and we're always excited to find new groups. So let us know. We'll try our best. It always just depends on the release calendar, but we'd love to review a group that maybe we're not as familiar with that you're really passionate about. So please don't be shy with that. Let's move on to another young group, Extraordinary Heroes, a rock band that debuted in 2021 on JYP. 6 members. We both loved this debut. Mm-hmm. Happy Death Day will never get old for me. It's so great. That video was great. And then they just disappeared. We've all been like, what is going on with Extraordinary Heroes? Like, it was weird. You know, in K-pop, there's so many releases that if you're not releasing something every like 4 months, everyone's like, where are they? Well, they're back. And they put out a new EP. It's called Hello World. They missed us too. They're saying hi. The single is called Test Me. Charity, what did you think of Test Me?
Oh, I really liked it. It's pop and rock and a little punk. Uh-huh. But I really love the ooh-wee-oohs and ooh-wee-ahs. Yeah. I suck at singing, but I'm like, no better.
I knew exactly when you started that. Where you're going.
And I love the like the large crowd sound of test me in the chorus. Mm-hmm. I love the like youthful taunting lyrics and the I'll do what I want kind of tone they have, which, definitely. You know, We vibe with, especially you. Yep. That's like Emily's motto. I do what I want.
Well, yeah. And yes, it is. Yeah, I do what I want. Yeah. And I vibe with other people who do what they want, because we all should just do what we want. Yeah. Completely agree. So you like test me. You're into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. You think? It's a fun rock vibe. High energy. Cool groove in the verses. And I love when that drum beat kind of revs up. Test me, test me. It has this teasing, defiant tone. It's really fun. Really fun chorus. I like the tempo changes and the switch ups throughout the song. Mm-hmm. Musically, they're doing a little more than their first release. It's more ambitious, and I like it. The bass line is so cool in the bridge. The bridge gets a little chaotic, but I think that's what they wanted. I think that's by design. It's a crazy buildup to that last chorus, and it works. This is a young group. They're ambitious. They're hungry. They're wild. Like, I think it all works sonically, and I like the song. Let's talk about this music video, though.
Yes. What did you think?
I love the video game type of theme. I think it's so smart. It's like, I guess they were cheated out of a Battle of the Bands competition, and so they decide to kind of rig it and like hack it so they can compete and show that they're the best. It has a youthful energy. It has that defiance. There's some fun like subway scenes and people reacting to them. I thought it was smart, and I thought it was really well done. I think the members are kind of, their personalities are coming through more and more from that first debut, and that's always nice to see. I like this music video. What did you think?
I loved it. I love that they basically hack into like a music show in order to compete. And they win. And I love like the video game visuals, all the bright colors.
Yeah.
Julian is so sassy and playful in the music video. I love like all the different striped colors in their hair. And I love how cool they look playing on stage together.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Their chemistry is really nice as a band. It's,
yeah.
They look comfortable and like they're vibing and they're comfortable in the roles. Question, because this popped up at the beginning of the music video in text. It said, if you rig a rigged system, are you a villain or a hero?
I think you're a hero.
It's a good question. It's a good question. I think that's probably the answer, since the group's name is Extraordinary Heroes. But what a nice concept. Good concept.
Did you have any favorite songs on the album?
I mean, I love Test Me.
Yeah.
I also liked Knockdown and Pirates. What about you?
I liked Knockdown, Strawberry Cake, and Pirates.
All right. Let's talk about Strawberry Cake first, and then we can break down Knockdown and Pirates.
I think the song has like a cool but kind of creepy sound to it. I love the tempo changes and the kind of shouty vocals in the chorus. I thought worked really well with the song. I feel like they can do this kind of like pop punk really well.
Yeah. It fits them really well. I mean, they're killing it. And they just have this youthful energy that comes across. Let's talk about Knockdown.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
I like the beat. Really cool chorus. It's funky. It's cool. It's very rhythmic, which I always appreciate in rock music. I turned down the back, like, na-na-na vocals a smidge in the chorus because I love the lead vocals. And I want them to kind of get their shine. I thought that that was my favorite part of the song. But it's a cool song. It's a good song. It's very catchy, and it grows on you. What are your thoughts on Knockdown?
I loved it. I love the ticking clock in the intro. I think the chorus has like a sexy rock sound to it, but that bridge is so good. And Juyeon hitting that high note at the end, vocal king. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, he's a talent. He's a talent, and I want to talk about his vocals. I want to talk about Pirates.
Yes.
Talk about vocals. Like, what? What? I am obsessed with this song. I almost would have made this the single. It's so good. It's a simple beginning. I wasn't sure where it was going. And then Juhyun comes in. That pre-chorus, when he does the "you don't understand" part, go off. Like, this is a legit rock singer. This guy's really, really a legit rock singer. Powerful, clear vocals. I was just blown away. And then Jungsuh comes in mirroring that, and they go back and forth, and that ooh part from Jungsu and Juhyun in the chorus is so, so good. Like, I don't care what genre it is. This is a really good pop rock song. It's phenomenal. And the lyrics are about like being a pirate rowing harder to go steal the treasure because it's their destiny. So you can't really like steer them off course no matter what you say or do. It's just, it's a great song. Really good. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite song on the album. I like the like jazzy piano and horns. It's so cool how it kind of goes into this like stripped down piano in the pre-chorus.
Yeah.
And then there's like this marching band sounding drums that comes in, and then the beat comes back, and then the chorus starts again. And I think the bridge has like a faster tempo, but it seamlessly transitions back into the chorus. And their vocals are amazing on this song. And I just thought it was such a cool and different sound for them. And I really, really liked it.
Yeah, this is just – it was just so unexpected. It was so unexpected. The rest of the album, I'm like, all right, this is good. I like this. And then when this came on, again, the beginning, I'm like, okay. And all of a sudden, Jiyeon comes in and I was like, whoa, this is a good song. Let's talk about our biases.
Has yours changed at all?
A little bit. A little bit. Because I was on the fence. I was on the fence last time, I think. So I think now I'm more confident in who my bias is.
All right. Do you want to share with the class?
So Jungsu is my bias for sure.
Okay.
Jungsu is my bias. I love him. I still love O'Day. He stood out to me back in the day. He still stands out. I think he's got a real swag and a real presence. But speaking of presence, Juhyun is undeniable. This dude, like, he could be a solo rock star. He really has all of the elements. He's such a presence. He's such a talent. He just steals everything. So he's the wrecker. He's stealing me. That's it. That's it. He just keeps stealing it. What about you?
Yes, still Juhyun is still a bias, and your man Jungsu is wrecker.
Oh, perfect. Look at these talented men.
I know. I love when we agree. It's so rare. I know. But a lot of times it'll be whoever opposite your bias is my wrecker and vice versa.
Yeah, we do opposites quite a bit. And I think with the younger groups especially, we do opposite. With the older groups, Charity and I really go for like our normal types in real life, yes. I guess you could say. And this group isn't that young, you know, I think they're probably the age of Stray Kids. They're not like 15 year olds, but just with what I mean is a group that just debuted.
Yeah.
What a great, really cool comeback. I'm so happy they're back. Welcome back, Extraordinary Heroes. Let's play this song. Let's get some fun energy back in the room. This is Test Me from Extraordinary Heroes. Yes, I'm a freak. Doctor. Don't cut. 못하는 걸. 답은 정해져 있지만. 자, 해봐. You can test me.
잘 것 같아, 할 것 같아.
Oh gosh, I love this like pop punk sound that they have. It's such a good vibe.
They're so cool. And I love that the chanting, test me, test me. It's really cool. It's smart. Yeah. It's fun. Nice comeback. Congratulations, Extraordinary Heroes. We look forward to more from you. Let's move on. It's our favorite segment of the week. So that means that you know what it is, Charity. And our queendom knows what it is. And Bang Chan from Stray Kids knows what it is. It's quiz time.
Test me.
Test me.
I thought for sure you were going to say it at the same time. That's why I said it.
I waited so we could do the back and forth. Duh.
Oh, okay.
Test
there
me,
you
test
go.
Test me.
Okay.
Girl, I'm two steps ahead on this one. I'm just thinking of...
I love it.
Okay. This week's quiz. It's kind of a random K-pop quiz. This is a fun one. Soompi puts out great quizzes. So we're doing a Soompi quiz. Last week's quiz was wild. It was a high school date.
It was
like some fan fiction. We loved all your responses on Twitter. I was laughing my head off. It was amazing. Yeah. So if you want to take a really fun, entertaining SF9 quiz, check out last week's quiz. It's really fun. We decided this week we were going to go a different route, more traditional quiz. And it's answer these random questions and we'll put you in BTS, Blackpink, or Big Bang.
Mm.
So you're going to be put in one of the biggest K-pop groups ever based on how you answer these kind of K-pop questions. If you'd like to play along with us, a link to the quiz is in the description of the podcast you're listening to right now. We also post a playlist every week just so you don't have to spend the extra couple seconds typing in the name of a song in Spotify. If you're interested in listening to the rest of that song, or maybe we were talking about how much we love Pirates, you want to check that out. Every song we mention will be in the playlist. So be sure to show that some love as well. We also post the quiz on Twitter. So like I just mentioned, go to Twitter. Let us know who you got. It's always fun to see. Are you ready, Charity?
I think I'm ready. Yes.
Okay. First up, how old are you? Well, That's a rude question.
I was thinking the same thing.
I'm in my teens. I'm in my 20s. Or I'd rather not say.
I'd rather not say.
Oh, I know. Oh, God, I remember the days. Hold on to it when you can say you're in your 20s, because all of a sudden now you're in a category we have to say I'd rather not say. Like you're like 80 years old or something. All right. Well, I'd rather not say.
Why are you so funny? I die.
I don't know. Must be daughters. Like they're like there's only two categories. The second you reach 30. Oof.
Oh, goodness.
You're in that category.
Okay, this is a better question. How tall are you? I'm definitely tall. I consider myself short. Pretty average, I guess.
I'm 5'6". I'm pretty average.
I'm 5'8". I would say I'm tall.
Yeah. And what's your zodiac sign? I'm a water sign. I'm an earth sign. I'm a fire sign, or I'm an air sign.
I'm a Cancer, so I'm a water sign.
Fire. I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm a fire sign.
Are you more of a girl group fan or a boy group fan? The answers are a girl group fan for sure. Boy groups for the win. I like both equally.
Boy groups for the win.
Yeah, boy groups for the win.
Okay. Sweet or savory? What's your preference when you're snacking? Sweet, sweet, sweet. Savory is where it's at. Or how can you make me choose?
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Savory is where it's at.
Okay. Are you a coffee person? Yes, I couldn't live without coffee. Ew, no. Coffee's kind of gross. I guess it depends on the situation.
Yes, I couldn't live without coffee. Coffee, it's like I bleed coffee. I drink so much.
Yes, I love coffee, especially in the morning.
What do you like the most about yourself? Not to be vain, but I'm really good looking. I'm really smart, which I love. Or I think I have a great personality.
I think I have a great personality.
I do as well. And I also think I have a great personality.
I think you do too.
Thank you.
Almost done. Do you live with anyone? I live with my family and or significant other. I have one or more roommates. Nope, it's just me here.
Well, I don't want people to know because that's could be danger zone. Yeah. But gotta be honest, I live alone.
As do I. For now.
Independent women. I'm a lady too independent. Throw your hands up. Okay. Sorry. I just thought of that song. Whew, we're at that point in the podcast where things are just going up the rails.
Point in the night.
Get a little wild here. Okay, what color are your eyes? I'm not going to read the answers.
They are blue.
I also have blue eyes.
Okay, last one. What's your daily outfit of the day? Your OOTD, Emily. Something plain like jeans and a t-shirt. I like to dress up a little, even on the daily. Can't I just stay in my pajamas?
Okay, I will say something plain like jeans and a t-shirt.
Same, same.
We might get the same group.
BTS?
Oh, read your description. I got a different group. Oh, go on.
Okay, all right. It says, you're a great fit for the international superstar K-pop group that is BTS. With your outgoing personality and work ethic, you'll be a success in no time.
Congratulations.
What group are you in?
I'm in Big Bang.
I love it.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, 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 bang.
You must be pretty cool because you got Big Bang. Yes, I agree. Yeah. You've got great artistic sense and hip hop style. So you'll be a great addition to the group. You know, I probably should join Big Bang.
Yeah.
I'm at a point in my life where I have to figure some stuff out career-wise. And I think that could be the ticket charity.
I think so.
Right? So,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm probably going to join Big Bang soon, you guys. You heard it here first. The Soompi quiz told me I should. I know they're probably listening, just like every other idol that listens to our podcast. So why not? It'll be fun. Yeah. I'm going to bring some good vibes to you guys. All right. That was a really fun quiz. Thank you for humoring us and listening. And as always, thank you for playing along and letting us know your result. Are you joining me in Big Bang? Are you joining Charity in BTS? Are you in Blackpink? Tweet us. Let us know what you got. We'll post the quiz on Friday. Time to move on. Our boys, Stray Kids, Two Kids Room. We're not stopping. We're going to talk about this show probably for the rest of our lives. It's never going to end. We started this. They're going to be like 8 episodes. We're like 6 months in. Like, well, another episode. These two talked. So we're going to try to keep them short. But this week, and really quickly, happy Stay Week. This week is Stay Week.
Yay.
Stray Kids celebrate their fans. They release some cool content. And we all get to celebrate that we're stays. So that's lovely. And congratulations to Stray Kids for finishing this leg of their Maniac tour. They had a couple sold out shows in Tokyo. Very impressive and exciting. Let's get to it. Changbin, Ian had a convo. What do you think, Charity?
Okay. I love how opposite they are. Like, Ian is very decisive. Changbin is not. Ian is very stubborn. Changbin caters to him a lot.
Yeah.
Changbin also loves to exercise and eat. And Ian likes the pain of exercising and dieting. I love that they're like the same in some ways and totally opposites in the other ways.
Totally. Yeah.
What did you think?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting that Ian loves the pain. I think that's a very specific personality when it like burns and hurts and you're like, yes, yes, keep going. Yeah. And other people are like, oh, it hurts. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I'm not sure if I would have pegged Ian as being the one that really likes the painful, strenuous workouts and he loves it. So that was really an interesting tidbit. I thought it was sad when they talked about how poor Ian was so sad when he messed up on Kingdom. He cried. He did cry a lot about that because I remember him crying backstage and Chan hugging him. It was so cute. That was a lot of pressure. I felt so bad for him. He like messed up once his whole career and it's like this big ordeal. Mm. It's okay, dude. And Changbin is a flirt. Mm-hmm. Like he is a flirt for real. He flirts with everyone that sits on that couch with him. He doesn't even discriminate. He's like, he's hitting on every one of his members. He's like fishing for compliments. Changbin is just that guy.
I love it.
So it's funny, and it's interesting. These two clearly joke around with each other quite a bit. They have a fun relationship. So I thought it was a fun episode. They're cute. Yeah, they're really cute. So that's it for Stray Kids, Two Kids Room. Because we have to talk about more Stray Kids reality show. Stray Kids, SKZ Code. It's in Jeju Island. We've got 4 episodes. First episode came out last Wednesday. Because we record this on Wednesday, the timing doesn't work for us to have time to watch it. So we're like a week and a half behind. Sorry, everyone. We have to talk about it, though. So let's talk about the first episode.
So the first thing that they have to do is pick a car. And it's really funny. Changbin has a car. Lino has a car. A lot of the guys don't want to go with Changbin, specifically Sungmin, because he said that's the loud car and he hates it when it's loud. Of course, that's the car he gets. It's just funny how they love to pick at each other. And then I love when Changbin and Han are playing and Han gets out the car because he's like, I don't want to be in the car with Changbin. He's going to drive. So then Changbin drives off and leaves him. And then he's like running after the car. I don't know. They're just really funny. Really, really funny. What did you think?
Yeah, Sungmin stole the show for me. He is so funny. I get why Hyunjin loves him and says he's the funniest because he's so like serious. Like, I don't think he's trying to make a joke. He's just like, I do not want to be in that car. And they're all like, why? And he's like, because it's loud. I do not want to be in that car. So sure enough, he lucks out and he gets into the other car and he's like so happy. It's adorable. And then Lino and Changbin are like, let's switch. Let's make them switch. And your man, Lino's evil laugh was amazing.
It was
like,
the best.
He was so happy. It was like the funniest thing that's ever happened in his life. And Sungmin was so upset and he called it the hell car because it was three Racha and him. And three Racha are clearly the loudest guys in the group. We've heard about that from Hyunjin, who's like, I'm just trying to paint. And they're out there working out, being loud at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So it was really funny. I just love watching Sugmin sitting there like, ugh, so mad. Han running after the car was amazing. And then they went to lunch and the lunch looked delicious. It's a beautiful setting. Clearly, this is paid for by the Tourism Board of Korea. They're trying to sell Jeju Island. You don't have to sell that to me. I will go there tomorrow.
That's beautiful.
That's a dream trip. Like, give me a break. Can I just say that my man Hyunjin, his outfit killed me. Killed me. It's so ridiculous. It's like this cutoff, like, like jean jacket. I mean, he looks like a model. He looks like a model.
Yeah.
But it's just the funniest. I'm like, what is he wearing?
They kept calling him hipster.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jeju hipster. Jeju hipster.
Jeju hipster, yeah, yeah.
Jeju hipster is here. He looked like a model. He looked amazing, but it was just funny. I'm like, I want to wear that, like my first day of a beach vacation. But he's very fashionable.
Yeah, fashionable for function.
Definitely. The part that I died at, though, was Chan all of a sudden was like, hey, everyone should come to Korea. You guys should come to Jeju Island. Americans, you should come over here. You know, like COVID is passing now. It's a great time to travel. I could not stop laughing because clearly they filmed this a while ago.
Yeah.
I was like, no, now's not the time to tell everyone to travel. Like COVID's passing. It was just so funny. I was like, poor Chan. And then I like that they showed him being like, well, what should I say? What if I say it like this? And showing that this was a paid kind of advertisement.
Yeah.
Like the Korea Tourism Board, I think, is sponsoring the show. So it was a fun first episode. Excited to talk about the second episode because there's pool activities.
Ooh, I love a pool.
So we know that that's always a good idea. I'm really, really curious if it's just K-pop groups or if men in Korea wear clothing in the pool, because I have had it.
Yeah, that seems very uncomfortable.
I've had it. And you know what? It's not just K-pop groups, because remember when Super-M was in Hollywood before their debut and they all went in the pool and just swimsuits. They didn't have to wear shirts.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to free the nipple here, guys. Seriously, it's not a big deal. Like, guys go shirtless 24/7. And then all these K-pop reality shows, they're always like swimming into the ocean and they make them wear like heavy clothing. They're not even rash guards. They're like wearing shirts.
Rash guard.
It's like, what are you doing? I just don't think it's like, I mean, whatever. There's different ways that being shirtless can be sexualized. But when people are swimming, they're swimming. I'm not like, oh my God. His chest is exposed, like he's swimming. Obviously, it's going to be. That's like a moot point. I just think, you know, I'm worried for their comfort and safety. And I'd like to figure this out on why they make boy K-pop idols always wear like 100 pounds of clothing in swimming pools. Anyways, we're going to talk about that next week's episode. There's 4 episodes. It's fun. If you like Stray Kids, they're giving us so much great content. They're killing it. So both Stray Kids 2 Kids Room and SKZ Code, those are available on YouTube. I think they come out on Weverse, VLive, because that's the same company now. I'm not used to it. It's weird. Mm-hmm. And YouTube. So it's easy to check it out. Watch them for free. And they're subtitled. You don't have to wait.
Yeah.
Are we ready to move on? Anything else?
Yes.
I forgot? Okay. Let's move on to some K-pop news. Big week in K-pop. We've got a lot to get in. I may talk a little fast here. The Video Music Award announcements, nomination announcements came out this week. Your best K-pop nominees are BTS, Seventeen, Twice, Lisa from Blackpink, ITZY, and Stray Kids. Congratulations to all the nominees. It's always exciting. It's interesting, like, who gets nominated every year. But I don't think those are shocking because a lot of those groups did, like, MTV Fresh Out performances and all of that stuff while they were promoting. So they have a good relationship with the network. This weekend, it's Lollapalooza. It's J-Hope in Chicago. Get ready, woo-hoo, friends. Sunday night. And if you can't be in Chicago to see it live, you can stream it on Hulu. Lollapalooza is streaming on Hulu. I love that these festivals have started doing that. I watched all of Coachella this year on YouTube. Lollapalooza is going to be on Hulu. It's a great way to get a feel for all the artists, and you don't have to be there. So,
yeah.
Hey, sometimes that's nice.
And the heat. Yeah.
Especially. Yeah. So we will definitely be checking that out. Good luck, J-Hope. We know you're going to bring a killer show. We're very excited for you. Speaking of J-Hope, he debuted at number 17 on the Billboard 200. That's a huge debut for a Korean solo artist. So congratulations. Blackpink. A lot's going on with Blackpink this week. We're trying to keep up. They're releasing a new song collaboration with the game PUBG on Friday. It's going to be like a concert within the game, and it's a brand new song. So excited for that. It's interesting. And meanwhile, they're filming their new music video because they've got a massive comeback coming. And they've announced that it's the most expensive video, most expensive production ever at YG.
Wow. Wasn't that the same with their last one too?
I would think so. I mean, they're one of the biggest groups in the world. I think it's undisputed to me that they're the biggest girl group in the world. Spend money on their comebacks. Yeah, that makes sense. Speaking of girl groups, Girls' Generation, we've got some OGs with a comeback. August 8th, it's official. They're coming back.
Oh, nice.
Really excited about that. That'll be fun. Interested to see the dynamic and the songs. 2 p.m. We've spoken about 2 p.m. a few times.
Oh, yes.
We're keeping it old school. Chang Sung, if you remember, didn't renew his contract.
Mm-hmm.
And he announced at the same time that his girlfriend was pregnant and he was getting married. Well, he's married and they had the baby. They just welcomed a healthy baby. So congratulations to Chin Sung. He is now a dad. ITZY, we talked about maybe we didn't love Sneakers, but the fans ate it up. A lot of people bought that album. They debuted at number 8 on the Billboard 200. So congratulations to them. That's a massive debut. It's obviously their first time in the top 10 of the Billboard 200. Not an easy feat. Congratulations to the ladies of ITZY. Okay, this is weird. So JYP and Republic announced their Korea to America project. It's their reality show to put together a group. What they're doing is they're going to cast Americans for a global pop group who will then go to Seoul and train as K-pop trainees, and then they'll debut in America. No. I'm going to pass on those. No, thank you. Anyways, the official announcement was this week. I don't see it being a giant success. I'm not sure who the target audience is, because the audiences that watch reality show singing competitions aren't generally younger or into K-pop or really even pop music. If you see who wins American Idol, The Voice, it's more country. It's a different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a girl pop group coming out of that and being massively successful. I'm probably totally wrong. I mean, Fifth Harmony came out of the Simon Cowell show and they had some success. I don't know. We'll see. I'm just not really feeling it, because it's like, why are we taking Americans to Korea to do the K-pop system? It's going to be like a month. You're not really a trainee. Yeah. Have them go and be a trainee for 7 years. Then I'm excited about that debut. Otherwise, yeah. Anyways, NCT 127, they were just named Puma ambassadors for Asia Pacific, the entire region. They're the new faces of Puma. Very cool. CIX, the men of CIX. It's been a while since we've had new music. Never fear, we've got to come back on August 22nd. So looking forward to that. I'm interested in how the storyline's going to progress. And their last album was amazing. So that'll be cool. Omega X, the babies. We've been with them since debut. Omega X announced a tour in the US, Latin America. It's a big tour. So that's really exciting. They deserve it. And I think they're probably going to kill it. Hopefully we'll get a chance to see them. Congratulations to ATEEZ, 1.1 million pre-orders for this new album.
Aww.
We're reviewing it next week. I think it's going to be massive for them. I'm really excited to hear it and to see what they do. The marketing around it has been really smart and cool and interesting. There's cup sleeve events all over the United States, including in smaller cities that don't get K-pop concerts. So it's really cool to see them kind of doing something different.
Yeah.
We will talk about them next week. JB has left Higher Music. Supposedly he was only on a year contract there. So he's now with this newer label called CDNZA. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. So that was news. Now we've got to get to COVID. A lot of people have COVID right now. Obviously, COVID's not going to go away.
And we're adding some new diseases apparently. So.
Yeah. Careful with those monkeypox.
Yeah.
So here's kind of who has COVID and why it stinks for some of them. Hee-sung, Jake, and Javen and Hypen have COVID, had to cancel activities. Zico, mm-hmm. Zico's finally releasing new music, and guess what? He has COVID. He won't be able to promote it. Mm-hmm. And maybe the saddest, Mark and Renjun from NCT Dream have COVID. This mm-hmm. weekend, they have two sold-out shows in Seoul, and the shows have been canceled.
Oh, my goodness.
Mark was announced, and then and they said that they were going to go on with six. The next day, when Renjun tested positive, they said it's canceled. So they're all heartbroken. They feel so bad for the fans. They were looking forward to it so much. Sucks. I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they're not feeling horrible symptoms and they're okay, because mm-hmm. obviously health is the number one priority. But COVID's just ruining people's lives per usual.
Yeah, per usual.
What else is new? So everyone we mentioned, we hope that you're safe and healthy and on the road to recovery. It's not fun. Even if you don't have symptoms, it's still kind of scary. You don't want to see that. Do you remember BTS in the soup last year when they built those houses in the middle?
Yeah,
of the forest?
Yeah.
Well, just as we predicted, those are now available to rent on Airbnb. You can rent.
Oh my God, how expensive.
I don't know. I didn't look. I know they're doing a giveaway where you can stay there for one night. Some fan will win one free night. But that's been big news that people can rent those houses. Is anyone watching In the Soup with Tae and the Wooga Squad? I watched the first episode, a very different vibe from BTS. A very, very different vibe. It's grown, mature men. Mm-hmm. It's so different. Maybe we'll talk about it one day. Maybe we won't. But I'm interested if people are watching. Maybe that'll be a good poll question.
Yeah, yeah.
New HYBE girl group dropped. They're called New Jeans. They dropped out of nowhere, no promotion, totally different marketing plan. But it's not available on Spotify. So as of the time we're recording this, none of the music's on Spotify. So until it gets there, we know everyone's kind of been talking about this the past, 4 or 5 days. But we're going to wait till it's available on broader platforms. But it's an interesting marketing thing. And all I know, because I try to withhold judgment and watch too much before I'm ready to review, but they're young. There's a 14-year-old and everyone's talking about that. So it'll be interesting. Interesting name, New Jeans.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Let's move on. It's that time.
Yes.
What is your song of the week?
This was tough, but I think I'm going to go with Swagger by P1 Harmony.
I like it. I agree with you. Yeah. I was really going back and forth with P1 Harmony and Extraordinary Heroes Pirates, but I've got to go with P1 Harmony, Doom to Doom. It's great. It's just great. It's great sound. The whole album was great. So it's a P1 Harmony week for us. Well deserved from those guys. We have lots of stuff to review next week. A tease, massive comeback. Of course, we're talking about that. BTS and Snoop Dogg, I think that single is coming out. That'll be interesting. This new Blackpink song, who knows? We'll probably talk about that. It's time for another old school review. We know we've left you hanging on that segment for a while. Don't worry, it's back. We're going to review SHINee's debut. So lots of exciting content there. We'll be back next week. You know where to find us. A new podcast comes out every Friday. Thank you for listening, but also loving K-pop and being passionate about this music. It's why we're here, and we're so grateful and blessed to have listeners from all over the world and people that vibe with what we're doing. It still shocks us, but we're so grateful. So thank you for tuning in. We hope you're all enjoying your summer, staying healthy, staying safe. It's hard out there, but we're sending you good vibes and lots of love. So until next week, have a great weekend. Have a wonderful week, Queendom. We love you.
We love you guys.
Bye.